And then I want to move to, you said there were two other cases that you had tried with individual defendants. Mm-hmm. Was there any special or unusual jurisprudence or issues involved that you feel were particularly relevant that we might want to learn about?
Yes, I can remember case of Mooney was a peculiar case in the sense I was asked to take over that along with this. So that is because I think there was a problem with regard to another judge who was nominated there. So I had to do that case along with two other lady judges. So when I said okay, and when we started, 1 week prior to the commencement of the case, I think the prosecution moved to amend the indictment. And we didn't permit that, because that was after so many years, or after maybe about 1 year after getting the case ready and marked it ready. On the eve of the trial, they wanted to move for a, they moved for an amendment. So I said, this is not, we all decided that we are not going to permit. And they went on appeal on that. And appeal also, I think, they said that it shouldn't be amended at that stage.
However, it should not or should be?
It should not be. Mm-hmm. So we went on with the case. And we convicted him and sentenced him for 25 years. Okay. They went on appeal. And at the appeal, I think they overturned the decision on the basis that indictment is defective. It's, that was the main basis. And they also said that they have they have not pleaded certain particulars in the indictment.
So was the person set free?
No, except on one charge. One charge they said that he should be retried.
Okay.
So that also Judge Byron wanted me to do it. I said, no, I don't want to do that case again. Okay. That was a charge of incitement or something.
Okay. So is that pending now? Or
yeah, it's pending. It's still not...
In some other chamber?
No, in the same chamber, maybe some other judge will take it over.
Okay.
It is now a very short case because only one charge, mm-hmm. and limited number of witnesses. Maybe they now say that it can be concluded within a month. I don't know. That is how we start.
Okay. And the other case that you saw through to conclusion. Was
that is also concluded. Now we are now in the process of writing the judgment.
Okay, so you can't tell us about...
Talk about
But the
that.
Nature of the case, what was the
it's,
nature?
It's involving a priest and his role in genocide, that's all.
Okay. Well, I guess the question I had in mind is almost in some ways redundant. I was going to ask you if there's anything that happened since you came here that surprised you. I think from what you've said, the process of trying the cases surprises you.
Yes. And it takes a hell of a lot of time.
Is it?
And I think now even the prosecutor and the security council have realized that it's multiple cases, multiple accused cases take a lot of time. Otherwise, if these are single accused cases, I think we may have done a lot more work if we had selected the witnesses and taken single cases.
Okay.
So that is why most of these cases have now run into about four, five, 6 years.
Okay. Are there,
the same problems I told you with regard to the witnesses apply to other cases also.
Is there any... I guess we'll get to this point a bit later. Is there anything you've done here that you feel particularly, whether it's administrative or in the cases, that you feel proud about, that you're pleased that you participated in?
Well, I'm happy with what I am doing.
Okay, tell us about that.
Yeah. And I don't take any particular interest or over-ambitious with regard to a case. As that's why, so I don't think that I...
When you say you're happy with what you're doing, tell us what you mean by that.
I enjoy the work I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it especially because it's these kinds of cases or this kind of context and it involves human rights, or just you just like judging, and maybe it's both?
No, since it is involving human rights and the international involvement in this, because of the international involvement.
Okay.